Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Media Day last week, the announcement of Hoosier Hysteria. Basketball season's right around the corner with Archie Miller in season one.
Our team has continued to really stay with it. We had an excellent summer together. As you get to the fall, we're in our preseason mode, which for us, we spent 2 days a week on the floor as a team in a practice setting. So we've continued to sort of build foundation through the fall. We've had some guys do some excellent things, improving their bodies, improving their game, and obviously starting to understand the way we do things, how we play has been interesting to see. Now that we get ready to start and you're with them every single day, this is a time that we hope to really take some steps and start to really gain some ground where we can start to see the benefits of playing the style we're going to play with the people that in the right roles. Role definition has really been interesting so far. I think that's where we're, as a staff, teaching things the right way and then creating roles is something we're going to try and do here in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
When asked if the focus was on offense or defense here in the preseason, here are the numbers.
We've spent, I'd say, 75-25 in our team workouts, defense to offense. You know, we're having the base stuff put in. We're building. We're not as sophisticated as we're going to be. But I think from a base perspective, our team is learning what we're about, especially in the half court. You know, it's really an adjustment. It's repetition after repetition. It's technique after technique. It's film after film from this point forward. I think we'll be a team that hopefully can continue to really improve. Sometimes it's going to take games. These guys are going to have to experience it in a game, see it on film in a game. And that's kind of what's happened throughout my coaching careers. You develop defensively as a team just as well as you do offensively. I don't expect on day one we're going to be the steel curtain, but I think that we're going to be a team that prides itself on that. Our guys know that. And individual defenders will improve just like they do on offense.
Mark your calendar. Hoosier Hysteria, Saturday, October 21st. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ken Heidinger's Bloomington North Tennis Cougars are regional champions for the third straight year. North defeated Columbus North 3-2 last night at Bloomington South. They had to move the match after some rain, but that change in plan did not bother the Cougars one bit. At number one singles, Mac Rogers continues his excellent year. He won 6-love, 6-3. Christian Gettelfinger, he's only lost twice this season. He won his match also 6-love and 6-3, and Paul Zubé at number three singles continues his fantastic 2017 season. 1-2. Those 3 points brought the team championship home. The Cougars knocked off Columbus North to win the Conference Indiana Championship 3-2, and now a repeat to win the regional championship, their third regional title running. That goes on top of 4 straight sectional championships as well. The doubles team of Sam Orbaugh and Arpan Bose came up just short, falling 7-6. 6-4. Connor Miller and Max Graff, they fell short at number two doubles, but the team moves on. That's what's most important, and best of luck at the Jasper Semi-State, where they'll take on Nemesis Jeffersonville coming up noon on Saturday. South Panthers, big winners in sectional action last night in Terre Haute. Ben Yeagley bagged 3 goals in the first 20 minutes. South led 3-1 at halftime and went on to win 6-1. They'll play Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. against Terre Haute South for the boys' soccer sectional championship. Speaking of sectionals, girls' soccer for South goes tonight. They will host Terre Haute North at 8 p.m. Edgewood boys soccer wrapped up their season last night. They were knocked out of the Monrovia sectional. Ethan Verkrumba scored twice, but Indianapolis Heron School scored 7. 7-2 the final score. Edgewood ends their season 8-9. Thursday night NFL football, 8 o'clock. Tampa hosts New England. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.